Occupy London, where a lot of activity going on this morning, actually. Some of the protesters have are clearing their tents away. I've seen people embracing, saying goodbye. People leaving, actually, this morning. Some saying they're very sad to see their community being torn up. A lot of them saying they are going to stay here after they lost that appeal hearing at the High Court yesterday. So a lot of them staying here, staying put, waiting for the bailiffs. A lot of them getting prepared for the bailiffs to come. They're collecting all their belongings together, putting them into bags. So when the bailiffs do come, they'll be ready to get them out of their tents quickly before all those tents are moved away. Now, the bailiffs are going to be coming, we're told, within the next few... It could be the next few days, it could be the next few weeks. We don't know exactly when, but the main tent where the kitchen was, basically the big kitchen here, it was a massive operation, actually, here at Occupy London, has been dismantled, so there's no kitchen anymore. And also there was another large tent called the City University tent, that was donated by the public. They have also... that is also being dismantled as we speak. Lots of stuff coming out of there. It's where people came in and they talked about what they were doing and their ideas. But the message they have is you can't evict an idea. And they're going to be moving on. Of course, they've got Finsbury Square. I've heard this morning that some of them will be moving on to Finsbury Park. That's the next place that they want to occupy this morning. So I've heard that from some of the protesters as well. I'm going to be covering this all morning on the BBC London 94.9 Breakfast Show with Gabby Rosin and Paul Ross. I'll have another hit from here at 7, 8 and possibly later on in the morning as well.